Psalm 47, to the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Who is the Lord God to you? Is he someone that you can't help but clap your hands to? Is he someone that you can't help but shout with all your might for? Is he the great God of victory and triumph to you? Or is he a burden to you? Are his ways weariness and heaviness to you? Are you like Abel, giving him the firstlings of your flock and the fat thereof? Do you give him the best with all your might, because of how worthy he is? Or are you like Cain, just tossing him some leftovers grudgingly, murmuring and whining and complaining through it all? In Malachi the Lord said, But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrifices to the Lord a corrupt thing. Are you going to offer the Lord your corrupt leftovers of time and talent and effort and heart and finances? Are you going to offer him your corrupt leftovers? Well, he says, you're cursed, for I'm a great king, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. For from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same thereof, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. The whole earth shall be filled with my glory. Are you going to be like Cain and those Pharisees, who were too in love with themselves, too full of pride, too concerned about what vain people think about them? Beware, lest you become the children of the devil like them, lest you be trampled under the feet of our Lord Jesus and his saints. Or are you going to be like Abel and David and Ruth and Hannah, who loved the Lord with all their hearts and gave him the best they had? These are the ones that clap with their hands. These are the ones that shout to the Lord with all their might, because they know they will triumph in him. These are the ones whose enemies will be subdued under their feet. These are the ones who'll be led by the Lord to the inheritance that he has chosen for them, for they're loved of him. The Lord is coming. The Lion of the tribe of Judah will come with a shout. He'll come with the sound of the trumpet. So you know what? We'll sing praises to him. We'll sing praises to our King, because he is the King of all the earth. We'll sing praises with understanding of our great King and his glorious majesty. He reigns over all. He sits on the throne of his holiness. And by God's grace, we will be gathered unto him to sit with him in his kingdom. Jesus said, Many from the east and the west shall come and sit with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But many of the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. Don't be like Cain. Don't be like those Pharisees. Don't fear man and love yourself. Because the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Let's clap our hands to him. Let's shout to him. Let's give Him our best and our everything, for He is the great King over all the earth. Psalm 47.